Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Hey, starting my day. First on board, Rudy Keisley. Who else? Very funny guy. They have his own show. Speaking of someone who has their own show, Vicky Chats is in the house. Vicky Chats on Blog Talk Radio. And Rachel Wilgorin just dropped in. Wilgorin, she just dropped in. It's Wilgorin, girl. Already we're off to a fun start, aren't we? I think so. How is everybody today? Hope everyone's having a cool, less humid day. I see hurricanes are brewing around the world here. Got a lot going on there. And it's just fun. Let's just start with a little fun.
Ooh, I wish something would happen.
Hey, where'd it go? That ended so fast. I was busy reading my chat room. It's what happened there. Hey, is Slim Jim a breakfast treat? I don't know. I just like Slim Jims. I don't know what it is about them. The mild ones, the original Slim Jim. I'm just a fan of that. Sound just cut out, Rachel, because it cut out. I wasn't paying attention. I was reading you guys in the chat room. Oh, recently I was at Gotham Comedy Club. What do I have here? Oh, hey, yeah, I just did a show at the Friars Club. Why don't we play a little bit of that? How about a little Nancy comedy to start the day?
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, our first performer, my co-host, is... we have to be quiet, Judy. My first performer is an amazing talent. She is on. How many people here are in the softball team of the Friars? All right, yay, softball team. She actually sees the ball. wall unless it hurt her because she's not Jewish. Okay, she's been on the Colin Quinn Show. She sang actually for Barbara Streisand. I don't know if it was the real Barbara Streisand, but she'll tell you. It was why she's been on PBS, on Fox, and on NBC. She's brilliant. She's talented. She's gorgeous. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Miss Nancy Lombardo.
Michael,
what do you do for a living, or what did you do?
Whatever I can do.
Whatever you can find. What is your expertise?
Finance, real estate.
Finance, real estate. Keeping it vague. I like that, Michael. I like that. Do you have any hobbies, Michael?
Golf.
Golf. You like to play golf. Do you have any favorite foods?
No.
No favorite foods. You're a big help, Michael. You like to play golf, real estate, finance. I don't know. Is this your wife? Good. Okay. Good answer. Okay. And what's your name? Shelley and Michael. What a coincidence. I happen to have written a song about your life.
LOLfinals5@gothamcomedyclub.com, you're going to get $5 off. And so this is the finals. No, I didn't make it, ladies and gentlemen, I didn't, but I participated, and that's important. You can go to ladiesoflaughter.org and make your reservation now. You got to see Jane Condon as Master Ceremonies lover. You loved her on Last Comic Standing. She was a Ladies of Laughter Pro winner a few years ago. And let's see who's in the finals. We've got Marianne Donnelly, Robin Fox, Andrea Henry, Vijaj Nathan, Julia Scotty, Nikki Page, Elle Michelle, Ash Fisher, Regina DeChicco, Sarah Brooke. Go check it out. It's also part of the benefit goes to Buddy Cares. And I just want you to go see my buddy Jane Condon because she's terrific. To find out more about Jane Condon, go to www.janecondon.com and you can see where she's playing next. She's one of my favorite people to perform with. And speaking of favorite people, I've got a new song from Tom Carozza. So let's check that out, Tom Carozza.
La da 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 da, shoot boop be yada yada, da 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 day.
Yeah.
Let's do something wrong, something there is no name for, something we'll die of shame for tonight. We'll have a glorious evening, something we all agree is really, truly not right. The moonlight is so strong, the stars are all on display too, and we haven't gone in way too long. Something intense, the attention, and just plain wrong. Let's do something wrong. Darling, the night is prime for something we could do. Doors and windows, then I will gladly do something beyond taboo with you and a couple of geese. Put on this paper song, soon as the mustard's heated, then you can do repeatedly.
Tom Carosa's new song. Terrific, terrific. Love that Tom Carosa. Who's in the house now? Let's check out the chat room. We got Rudy Kisley, Rachel Wilgarden from Ventura Communications, Vicky Chats from Blog Talk Radio. We got two guests who popped in there. Hello, guest. What do we have here? Oh, yeah, go to www.ladiesoflaughter.com. And, yeah. We're in the house here. We're doing good. It's a good thing. Here's another Tom Carosa favorite. I haven't played this one yet, so if you can guess the name of it.
Cheese and eggs. Holy schmoly, it's early. My poor legs. Get your butts out of bed. I've a very good price today. If there's someone who cannot pay, you can put it on layaway. What's that smell? What an odious odor. I can't tell. Is it coming from me?
Bickerstaff.
This morning, Theobald, I'd like an extra pint.
What's that smell? Oh, thank goodness it's not just me. Rings a bell like fermented gangrene. Don't smell swell.
Catastrophic and gloomy.
Sort of like you touch to. Well, except for that essence.
well on the rancid and rank. I've searched well, there's not been a slime, nor are corpses decaying. Can't believe what I'm saying.
Number to me up there, 484-510-512-513 and 517 and 518. You must all popped on at the same time. And Rudy Keisley in the house. Who else? Rachel Will Garden from Ventura Communications is in the house. Vicky Chats from Block Talk Radio, our friend from Greece. Hey, Vicky, I've been going crazy. It's my new chocolate. I've been nuking feta cheese with lemon and olive oil, and it is incredible snack. What an incredible, fun snack to have! And that's my new fun snack. Do you love New York, Vicky? Do you miss it?
I love New York. I really love New York. I mean, where else could you come from any other part of the universe and be given an opportunity to drive a cab? We don't even care if you speak English. Come on in. Here's your cab. Here's your map. Go. And you know what I really miss about the cabs? They used to have celebrities telling us to buckle up. Do you think in India they had celebrities telling them to buckle up?
Hello. This is Gandhi. Please wear your seatbelt peacefully and with little resistance.
Hello. This is Buddha. Don't wear your seatbelt and come back as a fly.
Hello, this is the fly. Don't listen to Buddha. Don't listen to... Oh, no, not again.
Always fun. Always fun. Wow, a lot of guests in there, chat room. Sounds like a protein. I love that. Yeah, it can't go wrong with feta cheese, can you? I know it's high in cholesterol and everything, but boy, with that lemon and olive oil, it's a tasty treat. It is. Here we go.
Why? Oh, no. Now I have two men to play the where is game with. You know that game where men never know where anything is? You know why men can't find anything? Because they're too busy asking you where it is. like I have nothing better to do than to hide all their possessions. Oh, look, my husband's wallet. He'll probably be looking for this soon. He'll never find it here. My son's favorite toy. I know I can listen to him cry for it for hours. I'm evil. And they're always calling out your name, and it's always at the same time. Ma, Nancy, where is, my uterus isn't a homing device. Leave me alone.
Gotta run.
Gotta hide. Here they come. Oh, no. Where can I go?
Meet Rachel Wilgarden from Ventura Communications. Rudy Keisley, your friend, he's in the house. And Vicky Chats from Blog Talk Radio. I insist you all go and you Facebook friend each other and follow each other and just be supportive all around. It's always a good thing. What's going on there? Well, I think I have to do a little love song for this one's for you, Rachel. I think you know what it is. Here it comes. For Rachel would go.
Hello, my name is Maria McGregor, teller of lore, and this is my story, the title being First Love. Across the early misty mire, where e'er I ne'er do live and dire, my young heart e'er did feel desire, a courting I would go. I walked across the boggy prison, the moors were filled with an eerie mist, The air was thin and the ground was thick and a sticking to me boots. I went in search of Jacques McFlurrin, the red-headed lad I e'er adorn, the only man I knew would be, e'er only man for me. 'Twas then I came upon the lake, the loch, the lair that ne'er escape was dark, and ere I could make the ripples in the pond, for with a shudder and with a shake, before I knew what was at stake, the earth did quiver, quade and quake. Was then I did me air intake. Am I scaring you? 'Twas the creature from the lake. Its skin was green with an oozy bream, and pieces of flesh hung in between its teeth. Its eyes were mean and quite unclean, and one swung back and forth and back and forth. Then with a roar and a fiery glore, who was it then that the monster saw but the man I loved, young Jacques McLaurin, a waving there at me? Oh no, I said, go back, I dread. But was too late, the monster reared his head and ripped young Jacques from the ground just like a tree. His little legs dangled like roots, you see, as the monster chopped with a deadly glee. Then it ripped him in one and in two and in three, then it swallowed him up in one gulp. Young Jacques was gone. I stood there all forlorn, not knowing what to do. The man I loved had now turned into a terrible mushy goo. The creature then returned to the deep. The love I knew would never keep. But what the heck, it wasn't me. Tomorrow's another day.
That one was for you, Rachel Little Garden. All right, so it's special guest time. Whee! All right, today's special guest is going to be Neil Berliner. He's written lines and performed in many major roasts for Comedy Central, The Howard Stern Show, The Friars Club, including William Shatner, Matt Lauer, Flavor Flav, Artie Lang, Pat Cooper, Andy Dick, and Mario Batali. That's what Mario got in there. His material has been featured in many national venues, including The New York Times, The View, The Howard Stern Show, The Doy Behar Show, Page Six, and Rush and Malloy. Okay, he currently writes monologues and desk bits for the syndicated late-night talk show, The John Kerwin Show in L.A. Okay, let's bring him on. I believe this is him. Neil, is that you?
Hey, Nancy, how you doing?
Okay. I just read all your credits. I don't know if you
Boy, you read quickly and accurately. I've never heard anybody do it so well. I'm not kidding.
Years of radio voiceovers. Neil,
so
welcome
wait,
to
so
the show.
Not, I'm sorry?
I said, welcome to the show. Let me tell
Thanks.
You how... You got people listening to you from Greece and from Amsterdam, and then a bunch of surprise guests in the house. And Rudy Keisley, she's just in Queens listening to you. So, Neil, you got a lot of things coming up. I see you got a nice bio here. Are you currently writing for anyone famous?
Well, I write for famous people. Some of them don't want their names mentioned, but I do write. I'm a monologue writer for the John Kerwin Show in L.A., which is on DirecTV and Comcast and all the major carriers.
Okay.
And I write for roasts, many of the roasts, so I'm happy
That's
doing
great.
That.
What's your favorite thing to write, Neil?
I write, I like topical current event jokes based on the news that get into monologues on various shows.
Oh, great. And they, I hope they pay you for that.
Of course.
Oh, all right. I'm just writing
Nancy, Nancy, who are you talking to? Come on. Do you think I'm comedy challenged? I'm not that comedy challenged. Please.
When did you start writing, Neil?
I started writing in college, and then a bad thing happened. My parents made me go to med school, so my career was delayed for four years.
Oh, great, another one.
Actually, no, not 4 years. My career was delayed for 10 years with residency and everything. But then I got back to the
You're
right
a
track.
Doctor?
Yes, I'm a doctor. I am. I'm practicing doctor.
You're practicing doctor and joke writer?
Yes, absolutely.
Why aren't you on more TV shows? Why aren't you being picked up on more things? That's
well,
a fascinating combo.
I've made it to the Nancy Lombardo show. That was my goal, and I've made it.
That's true. You have made it now, Neil.
This is,
hey, do
you know
Jane Condon by any chance?
She's a Facebook friend of mine, sure.
Facebook friend, yeah. She's going to be hosting the Ladies of Laughter this Wednesday at the Broadway Comedy Club. You should check her out, too. I know you know my friend Michelle Ballin.
Absolutely. We're good friends.
I love Michelle. She's
yeah.
terrific. terrific lady. So that's great. So you've been writing. When did you start writing? Just before college, or you were young? Did you write when you were young? Or?
Oh, I thought you meant today. I started at 8 a.m.
8 a.m.
Huh. So, sorry,
when did you
Nancy.
Know you were funny? 3 days
sorry
ago.
Sorry about that. Sorry. I knew I was funny, and, you know, as a kid, I was never really the class clown. I was just, because I didn't want to get in trouble in school, because I wanted to do well academically. So I would just make the kid next to me laugh and get him in trouble, but I was never really like the class clown type, but I've always written here and there, written for contests and stuff, and then I decided to do it professionally and got some good breaks with the Howard Stern Show and the Roast on Comedy Central.
That's terrific. And, you know, give us one of your Comedy Central jokes.
Oh, well, one was Jason Alexander was the MC for the, the Shatner Roast, and the line was, Jason, you're a committed actor. You went from the show about nothing to actually doing nothing.
Well, that's pretty good. I like that.
No, you rate that. The way you responded, you rate that as about a 6 out of 10. I can tell.
No.
I don't want to do any dirty jokes
it's
that
like,
wound
it's
up.
It's like
oh,
all in the delivery.
This is true. That's why I'm a writer, not a comedian.
And it's have you ever done any stand-up?
Yeah, I've done stand-up. I do it on a lark. I'll go to like Gotham and stand up in one of those, you know, in the downstairs room. I'll get up and get in one of the guys' shows or New York
they said,
Comedy.
One of the, you know, there's a chat room too. I don't know if you can see it or not. There's a chat room on Blog Talk Radio, and one of Rudy Keisley says you could mud wrestle with Dr. Phil.
Tell him this is a comedy show.
This is a comedy.
Try to do some comedy on comedy shows.
What kind of doctor are you? I'm fascinated.
This is going to be funny. I'm actually a psychiatrist, to tell you the truth.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That actually makes sense. I noticed a lot of actors who became psychiatrists.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Who
it's
better
the other
to
way,
understand
too.
The psyche than so actors who you spend all your time thinking about why did you do that and how did you feel about doing that?
Right. Well, a lot of people ask me if being a psychiatrist, working with patients, you know, do I get material from them? But I really don't.
Wrong.
knowing the relationship. But, you know, knowing about relationships obviously helps you with comedy and getting to know what gets people to laugh. So.
Well, you know what I say? I say therapy isn't for everyone. It's for people with money.
Exactly. Exactly.
No,
in other words, today
it's
for nobody.
Just got afraid in the chat room. He goes, uh-oh, a shrink.
Uh-oh. Don't worry.
You're funny.
You're not
but
paying
you have
me.
Something coming up now. You also teach or you're doing
yes.
a workshop. Tell me about
yes.
that.
I wrote a course. It's an interactive seminar, actually, that I've done in the Comic Retreat in Fort Lauderdale and at the Pit in New York,
mm-hmm.
and it's called Anatomy of a One-Liner, Writing Roast and Monologue Jokes. And I guess speaking of psychiatry, it actually analyzes the different types of jokes there are, and the purpose is to get comedians to look at their jokes, improve them, and look at their best jokes, actually, and be able to replicate them to write other similar jokes. So if you understand what you're writing, if you're not just writing funny stuff and not really understanding what's funny about it, then you can't replicate it. But if you do understand the dynamics of the joke and the components and what really makes it funny, then you can replicate jokes better and write more good jokes. So it's been very well received, and I'll be at the World Series of Comedy in Vegas on September 21st at their main event doing the
Wow,
the
I love Vegas.
There. Yeah.
It's the world. Give us a website we can go to.
So it's actually www.theworldseriesofcomedy.com. You have to put the word "the" in front of the World Series.
And you can actually even find out more about Neil if you go to his website, which is www.neilberliner.com?
It's neilberlinercomedy.com.
Oh, neilberlinercomedy.com. When I saw your name, I always like to look at names and what people do.
Right.
And I pronounced you Berliner.
No, actually you pronounce it Berliner. You see, my name, it's funny, it's a family joke. A lot of people put a G in it. They call us Berlinger for no reason. And people from all over the world, like we could be traveling in like Thailand, and the guy who just started as the desk clerk looks up and says, oh, it's Berlinger? I'm thinking like, why would he put a G in it? You know, but all over the place, we're misquoted as the Berlingers.
Berlinger, it's
but
almost it's, like it's a tagline to a limerick.
Uh-huh. So you are
that's where
funny.
My mind went.
I see that. Always thinking, Nancy.
Always thinking.
Right.
So that's interesting.
Can I do two jokes that I recently did that are topical jokes?
Sure.
Did you hear about the guy who ordered that TV on Amazon and was sent a semi-automatic rifle by mistake?
No.
It's true. He went to Amazon, ordered a TV, and he got a weapon in the mail. And it's like I told my wife, I ordered oatmeal with dried cranberries from room service, and instead two hookers showed up and wouldn't leave for 3 days.
Okay.
You know about Randy Travis with his DWI?
Yes, I know about that.
He's so depressed and dysfunctional about it that all he can do at this point is sit in a room and write country songs.
Okay, give me some more.
Okay, one other thing. The Obama fundraising team is now raffling off a chance to shoot hoops with him and Michael Jordan and some of the other NBA guys. This is all true. And Romney heard about that, and he immediately countered with a raffle to sit in a room and count Clint Eastwood's wrinkles.
Oh, poor Clint.
And, you know, about the Olympics, I'm going to be really pissed if that Michael Phelps thinks that his 18 gold medals justifies him raising the price of my kids' swimming lessons.
That one I saw. I saw that one. Humor beings. Yeah, I liked that one.
And finally, in memoriam, I have an in memoriam. I'm very upset about something. Marvin Hamlisch has died.
Mm-hmm.
Not of the embarrassment for not having had a hit in 30 years, but from the embarrassment of being a Jew whose name starts with Ham.
Hey, that's pretty good. Oh, who said that? Bida bing. You got in the chat room.
Bida bing, bida boom.
You got bida bing.
Boom, roasted. All right.
Well, you've got people. Vicky Chats is another radio show is listening to you. Oh, Vicky.
Oh, another show I'll never be on.
No. Actually, I'm going to just tell her right now because she's listening. Vicky, he does political humor. You might want to get in touch with him on Neil Berliner on Facebook. He might be a good guest for your show. Vicky does very political commentary type of shows out of Greece, but it plays worldwide. You'd be a good one.
Oh, and my wife and I want to take a cruise in the Greek Isles pretty soon.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I can speak to her about that. Cool.
Oh, well, Vicky would know. I just gave her my recipe, my cheater's recipe for feta cheese with olive oil and lemon, which I nuke, which is a great thing. And give us that website again, Neil.
Okay, it's Neil Berliner, Berliner, comedy.com. And I help comedians. I punch up stuff and give them bits.
All right. Trying to think, what would be a good example? Okay, a good example is like, let's just say therapy isn't for everyone. It's for people with money. Then you would jump off from that?
Yeah, I might go into the aspect of it being a terrible economy. So, in other words, talk about the three people who could afford therapy, something like that. Or, analyze the joke. You know, well, see, what you're saying is something that's actually true, that therapy is something that's only for people with money. So I would want to expound upon that in some way.
I take it one step further. I go, you know, for as much as you pay for therapy, I think that anybody who goes to therapy should leave with something. So I steal his pens.
Right, exactly. In other words, yeah, you don't want to leave it hanging at that it's just for people with money.
And do you believe, as a joke writer, do you believe in the rule of three?
I like it. I mean, at times it applies that three seems to be the natural progression to do things in threes. And the brain remembers things in threes very well. So I agree with that for that reason.
What's the longest you've ever done, like, on one joke? I mean, from a buildup, like how many times? Like you say three. Have you done five?
You know something? Three, unless you're trying to ridicule the three rule and you keep going on and on and on and on. If that's the purpose of the joke, to ridicule that three rule, then you keep going on ad nauseum until people maybe even heckle you and you go, okay.
There is a comedian who does that. The guy on Weeds, when his stand-up act. What's his name? Oh, went out of my head.
Kevin Nealon?
Kevin Nealon. Doesn't he do that?
Yes, I think he does, yes.
He goes on.
But he does it, yes, but he purposely does it making fun of, he's basically making fun of the rule of threes. That's what makes it funny, in my opinion. Yeah.
Yeah, if you're a comedian, you get it even more. That's
right.
An interesting workshop. Are you going to be doing it again in New York City?
Yeah, The Pit. I just spoke to Chris Aurelio, who directs things at The Pit in New York City, actually two nights ago, and he said he wants me back to do seminars.
And how long is the seminar? One night?
It goes for about two and a half hours. And what I do is I ask comedians to bring in jokes of theirs that they don't think are their best jokes, and we punch them up on the spot. You know,
terrific service. So let me just put this out there, people, if you're listening. I am assuming that if you were just a comedian and couldn't go to the workshop, you could contact Mr. Berliner.
Yeah.
And he could help you with your material.
Nancy, I told you it's Dr. Berliner, but, you know, please.
I said Mr.
Yes, it's all right.
When you're a comedian, you're Mr.
Listen, let me tell you something. My parents paid 50 grand back then for med school, so if they heard this, they would shoot you. Jesus.
Were they Jewish?
What?
He's a doctor. All right, he does comedy, too. But he's a doctor first. We pay for that doctor.
Exactly.
D.R.
What does the comedy get him? Nothing.
Nothing. Yes, he laughs. He laughs. You know what? Just when you said that you're a doctor and a comedian, you could be a doctor of comedy. When you're a doctor and a comedian, all I kept thinking was all the doctor jokes I ever heard where I've got some good news and some bad news for you.
Yes. You know, the classic one. You do have terminal cancer, but see that nurse down there with the hot body?
I'm sleeping with her,
I'm banging her.
Yeah, I know that one. I got some good news and some bad news. There must be 100 of those. Now, do you ever tell your patients you're a doctor?
Well, you mean that I'm a comedian, you mean?
Comedian, yes. Of course, you've got
to
tell
some
your
of them
patients
find
you're a doctor.
Out. To be honest with you, you know, understanding humor does help me in the interactions with the patients, you know, because making light of things, and a lot of patients are depressed, and actually using jokes to see if they can react to the joke, it can actually tell you how depressed they are or not. And it's also useful for people who are possibly schizophrenic. Schizophrenics usually do not understand a joke. They'll look at you blankly. So people's reactions to humor, psychiatric patients' reactions to humor can actually give you some insight into diagnosis. It can actually help you in that way.
Wow, that's interesting. You should be speaking at the conventions.
Well, I speak for drug companies, too, you know, in my other life. I do speak, you know, for medical purposes, but it is interesting about, you know, psychiatric patients, the way they react to humor. You can really delineate, like, different diagnoses.
That's it's very interesting. Well, you know what? It is a great diffuser. That's the thing about comedy. Even in situations where I thought I was going to be mugged, you know, I turned it around till the person got confused. I actually, Neil, it's a part of my story, but I actually got into comedy as a form of self-defense because when I was a kid, we moved around so much, I was always the new kid in school, so I was always getting beat up. So every time I moved to a new school, I would run to the library and memorize jokes. And then before they beat me up, I go, wait, before you hit me, you want to hear a joke?
Well, Nancy, if you think about it, you were physically beat up, but many comedians become comedians because as kids they were psychologically beaten up. In other words, if you're picked on and you use comedy as your defense, even if you weren't physically beaten up, a lot of us have been typically, I'm short. So I was like the short kid, so I always had to come up with, you know, retorts about being short. And maybe I think that honed my comedy skills to some extent.
Definitely. It's a very good survival
mechanism. Yeah.
Mechanism. Comedy is a very good survival. And also it's because I find because we all have depressed friends, but I find with depressed people is that that's all they're focusing on.
Yeah.
That's all they're focusing on. And that it is a helpful thing. Give us the website for this class in Vegas again.
Okay, it's theworldseriesofcomedy.com, and it's the week. It's the third week, like September, like 18th through 22nd, I think. But I'll be doing my thing on Thursday, the 21st of September, out there.
And they can also contact you directly if they don't even have to be a comedian, right, Neil? You also help people with their speeches and punching them up.
Just as therapy is only for people with money. Getting punch up from Neil Berliner is only for people with money.
Money. There you go. See, so getting punched up.
I'll tell you something. You bring up a good point. A lot of lawyers and professionals who give speeches, they want their speeches to be funny and interesting. So I'm sure you know, I'm sure you may have even done this. You know, punching up things for non-comedians is a very big aspect of working in comedy.
Oh, yeah. I work with people on their physical presentation of themselves. So I work with how they're presenting themselves, their body language, their voice.
Oh, I think like you send them to Weight Watchers or something.
No.
Oh, okay.
No. Are they free weights or not? Yeah.
Hey, the physical, everything contributes to the persona, to the voice.
Yeah, I do a lot of work with people, especially young people who are thousands of dollars in college debt and applying after being in school their whole life. They're applying for a job, so I do a whole thing on body language and how to walk into a room and how to present yourself.
Absolutely, and you know what? That can be more important than anything that they say at the interview.
That's what I told them.
They get sized up immediately when the interviewer looks at them, so what you do is very important in that way.
Oh, how nice is my chat room? They're posting your website on there. Thank you, Rudy Kiesley.
Cool.
They're
Thank
posting
you,
the theworldseriesofcomedy.com. But go to his direct website, say it again, so we can find out when you're teaching this class again. This sounds interesting. I might go.
Okay, it's Neil Berliner, N-E-I-L, Berliner, comedy.com, www.neilberlinercomedy.com.
Ick Neil Berliner.
Ick B9. You know, I can tell that this has been a good interview. First of all, I'm having fun. Second of all, during most of my radio interviews, I lose Facebook friends and Twitter followers, and I haven't lost any during this 15 minutes.
I think you're gaining some. They're going to Facebook friend him, you guys. Rudy, I wish you would take a class with him, Rudy Kiesley. You are so funny. You are so funny. And Vicky Chats, I think he would be a good guest on your radio show for political humor. And you sound very political as well. And he's a doctor. Oh, my gosh. Now, you know what happened? You don't have the chat room open, do you?
Me? No, I can go to it.
Oh, my. Well, yeah, but what happened was when you said you lost people, a whole bunch of people just jumped on the chat room.
Oh, I see it now. I should have been on the whole time.
Well, it's okay, but they're very nice. I need a scholarship, Rudy Kiesley.
I see that. Yeah.
Rudy, Neil, if you need an accountant, maybe you could trade off, Rudy Kiesley. Rachel Wilgorin is from Ventura Communications. Oh, too bad it's not in New York. You should Facebook Rachel, because Ventura Communications, she's a great writer, and she writes up on Nearsay, a lot of events and things. Definitely Facebook her. But
well, the Pit's in New York, so I'll be back in New York doing it there probably.
Yeah, please let me know. I want to know when you're at the Pit. That's terrific. Now, do you sing as a doctor?
It's funny you say that. I front a rock band. I do.
See, I'm just one of the most
intuitive. How did you know that?
Yes, I'm very intuitive.
The name of my band is Event Staff, and the reason for that is when you go to a concert, like a big stadium concert, the security guys on the back, they have the shirts that say Event Staff.
Oh, yeah? Do you have a CD or an MP3?
But I don't have it right here. But
No, not right now, but if you send me your MP3, you have my email. I think I gave it to you.
Mm-hmm.
If you send me your MP3, I'll put it on the show.
Oh, cool. Yeah, we're a cover band. We do Bob Dylan, Tom Petty, Neil Young, stuff like
that.
Oh,
what fun. That sounds
Rachel like Wilgren fun. Liked the name of my Rachel Wilgren is a good Facebook friend of mine. She likes the name of my band.
I always call her Rachel Wilgren, just because it's got a flow to it. She plays it in a heavy rotation. Very funny. Event Staff. Oh, Rachel likes Event Staff in chat room.
Right.
All singing, all dancing, yes. It's very funny. In my chat room, there are a lot of anonymous people listening, and then this show will be it airs around the world, so people are listening that aren't in the chat room, only a certain amount in the chat room. But right now, the chat room is full, so you're not losing anyone.
Cool.
You're not losing anyone there.
Boy, so
that's
my
very interesting. I like the way you break it down. And it must be interesting when you work with people, the doctor aspect, I'm thinking, Justin, because, as you know, because I've written for other people as well, people are very sensitive about their material.
Absolutely. Every word is important. And you have to know, you have to understand the person's persona to be able to write for that person.
So you can pick up on their, like you start to tell them something and you pick up on their body language and then you alter and change, right?
Right.
You redirect, right? Hey, listen, Vicky says, I will ask him. Can't wait. She's going to have you on her show.
Cool.
Okay? Done.
Absolutely.
Nancy Lombardo says, it is done.
exactly. You've got power in this business. I know that.
Powerful. Mighty powerful. My computer crashed. I lost 20 years of writing, but I've got power. I'm going crazy, as you know, because you write comedy, but to lose every joke you've ever written, I'm like,
oh,
no,
my God.
Please.
Well, there's a thing called Evernote. Have you heard of that? You can save everything you've ever done on Evernote. Go to Evernote.com, and it's free, and you put all your material in there.
.com. Is that like Dropbox or Cloud?
Must be. You must be. But it's a free service.
No, I know. It's one of those... Please, I've just been, but I've, on the plus side, I've learned a whole new way to edit now, and which is always good for what I do, but definitely send me an MP3. What are they saying in the chat room? Yes, he's on there, Rachel. Neil, N-E-I-L-B-E-R-L-I-N-E-R, right?
But then again, she spelled U-Y-U, so don't go by what she said.
Oh,
maybe
wait,
she...
Neil, we've got 5 minutes, but we have, I think, another caller calling in. Let's see who's calling in. Hello, you're on the air. Who's calling?
Hi, this is Lisa Harmon. I'm a comic in New York.
Oh, Lisa, hi.
Hi, Neil. How are you?
Good. How you doing, huh?
I I just wanted to say thanks for your help. Neil was such a sweetheart. He punched up some material to me at the last minute. I had a gig the same night. I sent him a Facebook message, and he worked on it for me, and it was fantastic.
And what did I charge you? Nothing, right?
Nothing.
Don't tell everybody that. Don't tell everybody that, Lisa.
You got to tell them that. That's the main point. No, I charged you nothing. Hey, because you're a friend.
Oh, well, there you go.
No, you didn't. I was in a panic over this set that I had to do, and I wanted somebody. I said, let me call Neil, and he was so gracious and nice about it. So
now,
I
how did you do with
recommend.
It? Did it do
I
well?
I did great with it. It was fantastic. Yes, it went over well, and all your suggestions were top notch. And
there you
I'm
have it,
forward.
Ladies and gentlemen, an unpaid testimonial for
yes.
Neil's work.
And I can't wait for that class at the Pit, because I'm definitely going to do that as soon as that happens.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. Let me know. I'm interested. I want to see this. You know,
yeah.
Neil, I don't know about you. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you very much. Have a nice day.
Gotta go back to Neil. Neil, I don't know. For me, I mean, I do stand up. I perform. I sing. I do it all. And I write shows. I'm just like, as you know, because I have a radio show. Tonight you can watch my TV show on MNN.org on the Internet. And then, because you're not in New York City, I think you're outside.
No,
right?
I split my week between New York City and Florida. 3 days in New York when I practice medicine during the day. And then I go home every Wednesday night to Florida with my family 4 nights a week. So
okay.
I split my, every single week.
Wow.
I'm on JetBlue.
That's a lot of traveling. Yeah,
yeah,
Friday nights at 7, everybody, 7 p.m. Friday nights, Eastern Standard Time. You can see the Nancy Lombardo Show. I have no idea what episode it is because my computer crashed and I just sent in a bunch of old reruns. And if you're in New York City, you can watch it on channel 83, 56, or 34, depending on who your provider is. And you can see that you just got friended on Facebook from Rachel Wilgorin. Is there anything Nancy cannot do? No, there is not, everyone. There is not. My TV show airs at night, and now you're Facebook friends. This is everybody in the chat room, all right? Friend Vicky Chats, friend Cyanide, friend Rudy Keisley, Rachel Wilgorin, and, of course, Neil Berliner. I think that's very interesting. I'd love to have you call in again. Another time. Oh, gosh. I got 2 minutes here and somebody else is calling in. Hold on.
All right.
Hold on. Hang on. Yes, you're on the air. Who's calling? Anyone calling? Nope, it's the block number. Hello? Nope, they're just listening. Sometimes people just call in and listen via phone. I can't believe here you were worried about the chat room is packed.
Well,
it's packed. This is
it could be a lot of Howard Stern people because I posted it on a Howard Stern website.
Oh, that's
and,
great. And do you have any CDs out yet of your comedy? Or just, I guess it's other people doing it, right?
It's other people doing it, so I don't really, no, I don't have a comedy CD.
Well,
I'm in the background, what can I say?
Hey, that's what I was going to ask you. Betty Jo, where's Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters? Every Tuesday at 4 p.m. and the George Bentner Show every day at 4 p.m. That's another show you should try. We should try to get you on. The Mom and Pop Shop that's at Hot Mix 106. Go friend them too, Neil. That's another
sure,
comedy
okay.
show.
The names I see here, I'll try to friend. You guys should friend me.
And friend him too and find out about his show.
And also Twitter. Hey, how about Twitter?
Good joke writer. What's
good joke writer.
Is that it?
The joke writer.
The joke writer. Let me. The joke. Oh, there's that English lady telling me I have 90 seconds. Joke writer. All right, give your websites again.
Oh, boy. NeilBerlinerComedy.com
and Vegas?
TheWorldSeriesOfComedy.com and Twitter handle is TheJokeWriter.
Well, thank you so much. I hope I didn't leave anybody out. The Wacko boys didn't call. Wacko in the Morning didn't call me. Didn't come in. So, Rachel Wilgorin, thank you from Ventura Communications. Friend me, Rudy, please. Friend me. That's from Vicky Chats, and Vicky Chats, I hope you're going to friend Neil. Thank you for being a guest on today's show.
I've really had
and,
a great time.
I want Thanks. You to call in again sometime. Anytime you're doing something in New York City, definitely I want you to give me a call, and we'll promote it. And thank you for being a guest on today's show. That's Neil Berliner.
Thanks, Nancy. You've been great, too.
Thank you. All right, people. Bye. Thank you for tuning in today. And, I got 14 seconds. I don't know what I'm going to end here, but that was a great guest, wasn't he? That was a terrific guest. I really like the stuff, very fascinating stuff he had to say. It's terrific, and I look forward to hearing more from him. And we've only got 10 seconds, so Wow, what are we going to do for 10 seconds? We're going to count down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. All right, everyone, thank you for listening. Thank you, everyone in the chat room, Vicky Chats, Rudy Keisley, Cyanide. You've all been great. And I don't know what to say, but, you know, thank you. Oh, nothing came there. Here we go.
That's all, folks.
There you go. Thank you for joining us. And my special guest, Neil Berliner. Go Facebook him, everyone. Listen to Vicky Chats on Blog Talk Radio. You're all wonderful. And Rachel Gorin, Ventura Communications. Go friend her, everyone. Thank you. This is Comedy Concepts Blog Talk Radio with Nancy Lombardo. Ba-do-ba-do-ba.